All right, so today we're going to be diving into something you probably don't think about too much. Your Wi-Fi router, that little box that beams the internet all over your house.
Right.
Well, get this. Even seemingly simple devices like that can have huge e-security implications. We're talking about a vulnerability discovered in the D-Link DIR83G router. And you're going to want to hear this.
Oh yeah, this is a big one.
So basically a vulnerability, it's like a flaw in the software, a weak spot that could let someone in who shouldn't be there. And what makes this one especially concerning is there's an actual exploit out in the wild right now, a way for someone to take advantage of this vulnerability.
Yeah, it's a bit like leaving your front door unlocked, but in this case, it's your digital front door. This particular vulnerability, CVE-2024-13030, has been rated as a high severity issue.
High severities. Okay. So that definitely sounds like something we should be paying attention to. But what does that rating actually mean in practical terms?
Well, think of it this way. Cybersecurity experts use a scoring system called CVSS to measure how bad a vulnerability is. And a high rating means it's not just a minor glitch. It's something that could have serious consequences if exploited.
Got it. So what exactly is the problem with this D-Link router? What makes it so vulnerable?
The core issue is what's called improper access control. It basically means someone could mess with important settings on your router without needing your permission or even knowing your password.
Wait, seriously? So someone could just waltz in and change things without needing my password? That seems like a pretty big oversight.
It's a significant issue, and it affects a number of crucial functions. For example, they could manipulate the firewall settings, essentially disabling your network's main line of defense. Or they could use something called set client info to potentially spy on your internet activity.
Okay, so it's not just theoretical. An attacker could actually use this vulnerability to do some real damage. But I'm assuming they would have to be physically near my router to pull this off, right? Like breaking into my house or something?
Not at all. That's what makes this even more concerning. The vulnerability can be exploited remotely. All an attacker needs is an internet connection and the know-how to send malicious commands to your router.
So someone could be sitting in a coffee shop halfway across the world and still mess with my router. That's unsettling.
Exactly. And remember we talked about how they don't need your password? This vulnerability bypasses the need for authentication altogether.
Wow. This is starting to feel like a real-life cybersecurity thriller movie. Okay, so we've got a high-severity vulnerability, remote access, no authentication required. Paint me a picture. What's the worst-case scenario here?
Well, to understand the full impact, it's helpful to think about something called the CIA triad: confidentiality, integrity, availability. This vulnerability hits all three.
CIA triad. So are we talking espionage now?
Not exactly, but it's a core concept in cybersecurity. Confidentiality means keeping your data secret. Integrity means ensuring your data hasn't been tampered with. And availability means making sure you can access your data and systems when you need to.
Okay, that makes sense. But how does this rider issue tie into all of that?
Imagine this: an attacker gains control of your router. They could potentially see all the data passing through it. That's a breach of confidentiality. They could also change your router settings, redirecting your traffic to malicious websites, or even injecting malware into your downloads, compromising integrity. And finally, they could just shut down your internet access entirely, impacting availability.
So to put it plainly, someone could spy on me, mess with my stuff, and cut me off from the internet. I have to say, this is getting a little unnerving.
And to add to the frustration, there's currently no patch available from D-Link to fix this vulnerability.
Hold on. No patch. So what are we supposed to do? Just unplug our routers and live off the grid?
Don't panic just yet. Even though there isn't a patch from D-Link, there are still some steps you can take to protect yourself. While we wait for D-Link to release a patch, there are some practical things you can do to mitigate the risk. One of the most important is restricting remote management access to your router.
Restricting remote management access.
Oh.
That sounds a little technical. Can you break that down for me in simpler terms?
Absolutely. Think of it this way: it's like locking your front door when you're not home. You're essentially making sure that only trusted devices on your network can access your router settings remotely. In many cases, you can just disable remote management completely, eliminating the risk of someone trying to tinker with your router from afar.
That makes sense. So it's all about controlling who has access. What else can we do to bolster our router security?
Speaking of controlling access, let's talk about passwords. It might seem obvious, but using a strong, unique password for your router is absolutely crucial.
Okay, but we hear about strong passwords all the time. What makes a router password different? Any specific tips for this situation?
Yeah, you're right. It's a common topic, but it's worth emphasizing. Especially in this context, many people make the mistake of using simple passwords, or even worse, the same password for multiple devices. A strong router password should be at least 12 characters long, with a mix of uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers and symbols, and avoid using easily guessable information like your birthday or pet's name. Think outside the box. Make it something truly unique to your router.
Right. So a super strong password is a must. But beyond that, is there anything else we can do proactively to keep an eye on things and make sure our router is safe?
Absolutely. Monitoring your network activity is another great strategy. It might sound complicated, but there are user-friendly tools and apps out there that can show you what devices are connected to your network and what they're up to. Think of it like a security camera for your Wi-Fi network. If something suspicious pops up, you'll be the first to know.
I like that analogy. A security camera for your Wi-Fi. That makes it much easier to grasp. But let's say I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this, and I want to go for the most straightforward solution. What about simply upgrading to a new router?
That's actually not a bad idea at all. Even if your current router seems to be working fine, newer models often come with enhanced security features and receive more frequent updates. It's like upgrading from a basic lock to a state-of-the-art security system for your home.
So it's like investing in peace of mind. Upgrading might be the simplest route, but let's face it, not everyone is a tech whiz. What if all this talk of routers and vulnerabilities is making someone's head spin? Are there resources available for those who need a little extra help?
There are definitely resources out there for those who need assistance. If you're not comfortable handling this on your own, or if you're dealing with sensitive information, you can always reach out to a cybersecurity expert.
That's reassuring to know. Having expert help can make a big difference. But I have to say, it's still a little unsettling that a company like D-Link hasn't issued a patch for this vulnerability yet.
You're right. It does highlight the fact that even in our hyper-connected world, there are still vulnerabilities that can slip through the cracks. And sometimes the weakest link isn't some sophisticated supercomputer, but a device we often take for granted, like a router.
Yeah, it really makes you think, huh? We talk about cybersecurity so much these days.
Yeah.
But it's easy to forget that it's not just our computers and phones that are at risk. It's like you said, sometimes the weakest link is something we don't even think twice about.
Exactly. We tend to focus on securing our most obvious devices, but the reality is, almost every device with an internet connection these days could potentially be an entry point for an attacker. Your smart TV, your thermostat, even your refrigerator, they're all part of this interconnected network.
So are you saying we need to be thinking about cybersecurity for our entire house? Like, do I need to start worrying about a hacker taking over my coffee maker?
Well, it might sound a bit extreme, but the underlying principle is sound. As we bring more and more internet-connected devices into our homes, it's crucial to be aware of the potential risks, even if they seem far-fetched. The more connected we are, the more important it is to be vigilant about security.
Okay, I'm officially getting a little paranoid now.
Yeah.
But also, this is fascinating stuff. This deep dive has really opened my eyes to a whole new level of cybersecurity. So just to recap for everyone listening, we've got this D-Link router vulnerability. It's pretty serious. There's no patch yet. But there are things we can do to protect ourselves while we wait.
Precisely. And I think the key takeaway here is that cybersecurity isn't just for tech experts. It's something we all need to be thinking about because it affects all of us in this increasingly interconnected world.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Huge thanks to our expert for breaking down this whole router situation and for sharing such valuable insights.
My pleasure. Stay safe out there, everyone.
And to all our listeners, stay curious, stay informed, and maybe, just maybe, take a look at the security settings on that smart fridge. You never know what you might find.